علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Presently, we are discussing about the duties and the responsibilities of the messengers of God. And this is especially considering the situation of the societies before the coming of the Prophet. So basically, when you consider that, then you'll understand and appreciate the duties that the prophets had and what role they played in the society. And we mentioned previously that, of course, one of the main aims of the prophets and messengers is to create a society, or is to kind of formulate a social system that will, gear the people towards, the system of Tawheed. Rather, it will push them towards manifesting the whole idea of Tawheed, which is something that we have discussed previously to a certain degree. When we talk about that, we don't mean that that is the only aim, or rather, that is the final aim of the coming of the messengers. In fact, the people of the societies are primarily addressed by the prophets, their souls, their spirituality, their goodness. These are actually addressed by the prophets. So the prophets really want perfection within the souls of the people, so that they can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the government systems and the social structures, they kind of assist this purpose to be achieved.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about the general principles, or the general, you can say, role of the prophets, that general role is with regards to the core and the essence of mankind, the internal dimension of mankind. And of course, when the prophets come, they want people to become pure. They want the people to become strong, so that first of all they help creating that society, and finally, in the light of that society and that social structure, human beings are able to progress and reach the highest levels possible in terms of greatness and spirituality. So When the prophets were sent, so basically one of the first things that is mentioned here is that لِيَسْتَأْدُوهُمْ مِيثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these prophets so that they are able, so that they can make the people materialize and fulfill that covenant that they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that covenant which is there within their essence with regards to God and with regards to Tawheed. And the second thing is that وَيُذَكِّرُوهُمْ مَنْ سِيَ نِعْمَتِهِ, and that he should, that they, and that they should remind the people what they have forgotten with regards to the blessings that he has given them. وَيَحْتَجُّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالتَّبْلِيغِ, and so that he can complete the argument, so that the prophets come and complete the argument by giving the message basically. وَيُثِيرُ لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْعُقُولِ, and so that the hidden treasures that are within their intellects, within the people's intellects, can be, you know, extracted and opened up, and they can kind of flow from within their existence, so that their intellects become strong. وَيَرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَةِ, and so that Allah shows them, and, you know, makes it clear for them or shows them his signs of power. So we can see that these are the reasons why the messengers came. Again, we notice that this relationship with the prophets, that the prophets had with the people, was something to do with their internal, their spiritual progress. And of course, these systems were there to allow that internal progress to happen.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we then realize that actually the purpose of the messengers is to make human beings to, you know, kind of do everything they can in their capacity so that mankind can grow, can be trained, and can achieve higher levels. And of course, that means that whatever we have as systems in the society should be geared towards that direction. So for example, when Allah subhanahu, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the duties of the prophets is وَيُذَكِّرُوهُمْ مَنْ سِيَ نِعْمَتِهِ, so that he reminds them, okay, of the blessings that they have forgotten, that means that the government has to be such that people should always remember. It should be a reminder for people. It should be a system whereby this reminder always happens. It shouldn't be a system whereby people are oblivious. It shouldn't be a system which encourages a state of obliviousness, like we have today in various societies and governments. These societies and these governments actually encourage alcohol, they encourage nightclubs and discos, they encourage all of these things that make people forget their duties, they make them forget the blessings of God. And because this is for the benefit of those governments, as long as people are oblivious of their purpose of creation, as long as people are oblivious about their rights and their duties, then those people who are higher above in enjoying the worldly amenities will be happier, will be merrier, will be enjoying. And therefore, we notice that this is the agenda of the oppressors and the disbelievers. But the agenda of the prophets is that they will create a system whereby people always remember, they are always aware, they are vigilant. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Hada
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه